Thank you so much for holding. So I do see that your modem is currently offline. I can definitely get somebody to head out there and take a look for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me go ahead and create the...
Are they going to need to come in?
No, I think it's probably something at the street that they're going to have to review.
All right.
But if you'd like, I can actually schedule something for you if you'd prefer.
No, that's fine. Have them come out. They did an aerial drop.
Yes, but it could be something at the street.
Yeah, I'm wondering at some point if they could bury that.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely bring that up and let them know as well.
Yeah, I think it'd be better if it was buried. I will let my property manager know that that would be the plan. And we can go ahead and figure out how to get it routed.
Yes, absolutely. And that way I'll go ahead and put that in as well. And they'll create a task for somebody to come out, and you may get disconnected temporarily if we do the burial, because, you know, obviously we need enough slack for it to be buried instead of aerial.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I can definitely talk to them about it, and we'll give you a call with any updates, of course.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, and I am just putting that in now.
I appreciate it.
Of course, and you're okay with me giving you a call back with any updates, correct?
Of course, and you can leave a message or you can text me.
Absolutely, perfect. So I'll give you a call as soon as everything is, you know, with any updates that I get, and that way you'll be up to date.
But in the meantime,
did you have any other questions for me today?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry for you losing service. We're definitely going to get somebody out there.
It's okay.
That way it'll get taken care of.
Yep. I've taken today off, so I don't.
Okay. You know, well, at least it's not interfering with work.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Oh, no. I see what happened here.
Oh?
Someone unplugged the modem.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's easy.
Yeah. I just went over and looked at it, and I was like, why is that adapter out and this one plugged in? Okay, that explains it.
Well, I'm glad it was something simple.
Yeah, do you want to wait until
I see this
come up?
All right. Absolutely. That way I can verify that the ONT, or rather the modem, is back up and running.
Mm-hmm. I think we should still... try to move ahead to a burial of this line.
Oh, absolutely. I will definitely go ahead and put that in.
We have trees all over the place here, and you never know what's going to happen with the weather. So. And we have squirrels, lots of squirrels.
Oh, yeah. Those squirrels can be pretty pesky.
Yeah. I mean, they chewed through the cable one time out there.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
They chewed through my mom's whole entire patio set.
What?
Yeah, she had one of those fake wicker.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They chewed right through it. I mean, the chairs were, like, unrepairable.
That's crazy.
It wasn't even just the chairs. It was the bench, too. They can be a bit of a nuisance. But yeah, we had a wicker set, and then we had a fake wicker set, you know, like how they make the modern wicker style, but they're not real wicker.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
They're nice.
They are nice. They can be very nice, but apparently they're susceptible to squirrel chewing.
So I'm still waiting for this modem to... I don't have a way to see it except for on my computer, but...
Well, so the modem, the black box will have three lights.
I can't see it from this vantage point though.
Oh, okay.
I sort of have it obscured by a little box that I have in the living room. So I'm just gonna have to wait until it comes up on the airport utility.
Nope, we're good. It's back up and running.
It's back up?
Yep, I'm able to see it back up and running.
Okay, hold on.
Yep, so 54 minutes ago, that's when it lost service. So about an hour ago is when it somehow got unplugged. And then
okay.
about 15 seconds ago, it came back on.
Okay.
So you are all set there. I can also double check with the router as well, just to see.
Yeah, it's funny. I haven't seen it come up on airport utility yet, and I don't know why.
Yeah, we kind of get notified first.
Yeah.
It's going to take a minute, but do me a favor and check the router as well, please.
You're able to ping my router as well.
Yeah. It's still showing the router is offline. So go ahead and verify that all the connections are secure there as well, please.
Okay. Maybe I need to reboot it.
It's very possible.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, because when you're using the Archtop Fiber router, we have the ability to see, you know, which devices are connected, how stable the connection is. We're able to run speed tests. So there's a lot of things that we can do, which can be very, very helpful too.
Yeah.
Now, when rebooting the router, definitely leave it unplugged for 15 to 30 seconds.
Oh, I did not.
No, that's okay. If you want to go ahead and do that, go ahead, and that should at
it
least clear.
Up.
Okay.
And it's showing the internet is connected, and it
perfect.
It's all looking green.
Yep. What's looking green?
The router's up.
Okay. Well, the router, if it has a green light on it, that's actually meaning it doesn't have connection.
Not your router, my router.
Oh, okay. So you're not using ours.
My airport time capsule.
Gotcha. Okay. Never mind. I thought you were using the one that we provided.
No.
My apologies.
I've got one with backup capacity. So.
Perfect.
We're good.
All right, perfect. Well, then I'm so glad that everything was resolved and it was a simple fix. But thank you so much for calling into Archtop, and I hope that you have a fantastic weekend. I hear it's supposed to be good weather.
And we're going to have a ticket for the...
Yes, for the burial.
For the burial. Okay, that's great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Have a wonderful
one.
Rest of your day, and thanks again for calling Archtop.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.